Hello there, Padawans. Welcome to another episode of HoloNet Live. I'm your host, Steve. Today is July 28th. Here's what's going on in the galaxy. This is going to be a long one in terms of these episodes. There was a lot of things going on right now, especially this past weekend. I wasn't able to do an episode yesterday. I was just too tied up. So I'm going to try to catch up on everything that's going on. So first up, we got a lot going on in terms of Solo. There is rumors of a Darth Maul story going around, or Crimson Dawn, but also there was a report yesterday that Solo, a Star Wars story, expected to continue on Disney Plus. This was by Star Wars Unity, and they were saying that they're trying to get the TV show onto Disney Plus, which would make sense with all these rumors related to Lando, Donald Glover reprising his role as Lando, which that was speculated as for Kenobi. But now, if this is true, if Solo is coming to Disney Plus, then that just makes even more sense. This also means that all these rumors about Darth Maul and Kira and Crimson Dawn and Enfri's Nest, all these things make sense. What form of a show that we get out of it, who knows? It'll be awesome, though, whether or not they do just decide to call it Solo. But this is good news for fans that love Solo. A lot of people have mentioned, I know we've said it on the podcast, that bringing Solo to a TV series makes sense. It's just a kind of vibe that you get. It's kind of, I don't want to say space western in a way, but it kind of is. It's an action adventure thriller type kind of show or movie, but bringing it as a show would be even cooler. And just based off the success of The Mandalorian, this just makes this is a smart move if this is in fact true. So we'll keep you up to date on all the rumors. I'm sure we're going to talk about it more on the regular podcast going forward, but the timing could not be the timing could not be better. So we'll keep our eyes tuned on that. Speaking of Disney Plus, we got another rumor going around saying that Tarkin will appear in the Cassian Andor Disney Plus series. They haven't confirmed if this is true or not, and also they haven't confirmed if Guy Henry, who played Tarkin in Rogue One, is actually going to be reprising his role as well, which is really cool. Tarkin, as you know, was part of Rogue One and A New Hope. He's Vader's, right-hand man, in so to speak, and he's a huge part of the Empire. So this just only makes sense for the Disney Plus series. Obviously, it gives it a little more of a big bad villain in this case, but it'll be very intriguing to see if that's actually true and Tarkin makes his appearance. So all in all, it just makes sense. These are really good moves if Star Wars, if Lucasfilms is actually, if these are actually happening. This is awesome, awesome news. So, again, there's a lot of speculation going around, so nothing is confirmed at this point. But let's hope that we get Tarkin in Cassian Andor and we get a Solo series of some sort. It'd be awesome. Third news piece I got today, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker comic series is canceled by Marvel Comics. I don't have too much on this. This is just an article, but it's just saying that it's been canceled. No one knows why. I don't know if this is because of the backlash or not. I don't think that would make sense. Maybe it does. I don't know. There's been a lot of issues with canon in terms of the Rise of Skywalker movie and novel in general. So, and the fan response hasn't been very receptive of that. So we'll see what happens with that. Then there was also a reveal this morning, actually. Star Wars Tales from the Galaxy's Edge. This is a new video game coming out to VR, where you'll play as a droid repair technician who crash lands on Batuu after a pirate attack, and then you kind of get caught up in an adventure on the Black Spire Outpost. If you know what the Black Spire Outpost, you're probably thinking, oh, this is based on both the theme park, the Star Wars theme park, as well as the two novels, Black Spire and then Phasma, which is written by Delilah Dawson. Those are really cool books, by the way. I would highly recommend reading those if you want more background on this area. But It's really cool. It's just some gameplay reveal, some voice acting reveal by Bobby Monahan and Deborah Wilson. Both of them are comedians. Bobby Monahan was on Saturday Night Live. Deborah Wilson was on Mad TV, which actually Bobby Monahan is probably, he's in one of my favorite SNL skits of Undercover Boss of Kylo Ren, which is hilarious. So if you have not seen that, go check it out. It was from like 3 or 4 years ago, but it's an awesome video and he's in it, so it's really funny. So anyways, back to the VR, the gameplay is really cool. They also did the video game Vader Immortal as a VR series, so if you're into VR, if you're into the video games, go check that out. It's on YouTube. I'll drop the link in the description. Let's see, what else do we got today? Just a ton of stuff. Comic-Con, actually, so on the Lucasfilm publishing panel, so I mentioned this in an earlier podcast that they were going to be revealing more concepts for or more books, and a couple of them that came out, the Lightsaber collection is coming out, which is going to be kind of like the art of books or like the encyclopedias for Star Wars or the visual dictionaries. So that'll be pretty cool. I don't have a release date on that, but keep your eyes peeled for that if you're interested in the lightsabers. I'm sure it's going to talk about everything from what we have so far in canon, but it might be cool to see if they have any High Republic stuff. Supposedly there might be some High Republic stuff in there, so pretty cool, check that out. They also revealed a new comic series, Shadow of Vader's Castle, which is supposed to be a horror themed comic series, which is cool. I guess it's back. There's some stuff written by Kevin Scott, that's going to be hitting comic book stores in October, so that's another nice reveal. There's also Star Wars Adventures, which has more of the sequel trilogy. That's getting a reboot. There's also a Myths and Fables book. You got the Art of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which I've mentioned in a previous podcast. You also got some High Republic stuff in here and some Darth Vader stuff. One other particular piece about this article, and I'll put the link in the description because there's a lot to read, but that the Clone Wars anthology will take us inside the mind of Maul. So if you're, again, Darth Maul, just making the headlines, if you want to read up more on that, go check that out. That book should be dropping, I think it's August. It's either August or October. I'll have to double check. But there is a release date. I believe it's August 25th, but I'm not 100% sure. And then there's more in the article. It's as well, there's some Dr. Aphra, Poe Dameron, Thrawn information stuff. So they revealed a whole slew of covers and everything. So really exciting for the direction that canon, the novels and the comics and everything, where they're going. So check that out, StarWars.com. If you want to read up more on that, I'll put the link in the description. As I said, keep your eyes peeled for that stuff. Last but not least, and I'm going to leave on a huge rumor here, that the Lucas Cuts leak, the Lucas Cut leaks offer new hope. And this is by the same people that are saying Kathleen Kennedy is going to be stepping down and was a cosmic book news. Now, this is obviously just huge, wild rumors. But I'm going to put the link in the description because we always like theorizing and talking about what impact this might have on canon. Ollie and I really like talking about this stuff. So basically, this is just saying that the Lucas cut would have been, it will have replaced about 40% of the actual movie, and there were a few scenes that would have dramatically changed, as well as some of the integrity of the story writing. Some of the plot pieces would change that would have impacted canon as a whole way more, according to the Lucas cut. So I'll put the link in the description. You can read it for yourself. I'm not going to go into more details other than that, just that it is vastly different from what we got. Obviously, this comes on the heels of Colin Trevorrow. He's actually, he was writing Star Wars Episode 9, and it was called Duel of the Fates, and he had a whole different script. in everything before stepping down. So it's intriguing news. I'm not going to say it's confirmed. I highly doubt it. These guys have been speculating on a lot of wild rumors as of late, such as resetting the Disney sequel trilogy. Not Disney. Wow. The Star Wars sequel trilogy, and using different plot holes and everything to do that. And it's... there's a lot going on there. So, again, if you want to read it, check it out in the description. And I'm sure Ollie and I will talk about it. I'm sure some people say don't talk about it, but, you know, we like talking about theoretical stuff. It's really cool in terms of canon. So, other than that, that's your force-filled episode of HoloNet Live today. A lot of catching up. I'm sorry if I rambled on quite a bit, but... I don't think I even got to everything. I think there was a couple other things, but I can go over them tomorrow. But a lot of news and rumors going on with Star Wars. As always, please follow us on all of our streaming services, on YouTube. We're actually going to start putting these episodes up on YouTube. So if you prefer YouTube, you can listen to them there. They're quick videos. So as well as... as I mentioned, our social media, and also drop us a review, give us some feedback. We're always looking for some feedback on our shows. So we really appreciate the support, and we'll catch you later, Pawans.